I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Her arrival in Bosnia was not quite as dramatic as Clinton put it. Memories should always match the videotape. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
All my grandparents, you know, came over here, and
turns out only one was an immigrant, three were not.
I'm very, very proud to state that I'm a full supporter of marriage equality.
I believe that marriage is not just a bond, but a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
I do not support gay marriage.
The server contains personal communications from my husband and me. The server will remain private.
The only time I got on the internet, I did two emails. Otherwise, I didn't want to be one of them.
I have been a critic of NAFTA from the very beginning.
Frequent favorable comments about NAFTA, including this one in 1996.
Oh, I think that everybody is in favor of free and fair trade, and I think that NAFTA is proving its worth.
Participants in that event said, quote, her remarks were totally pro-NAFTA. And when Barack Obama sent out this mailer last month in Ohio arguing that Clinton actually supported NAFTA as First Lady, Clinton exploded, accusing Obama of dirty tricks.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Shame on you. Shame on you, Barack Obama. Shame on you, Barack Obama. Shame on you, Barack Obama. I like when Hillary gets all fired up. Shame on you, Barack Obama. I like that. I like when she gets all riled up. Shame on you, Barack Obama. So she was on Fox last night. I know. I didn't even know. I was busy doing a bunch of things. Bunch of things for the show. Trying to upgrade different sites and just boom, bunch of stuff. Maybe you guys will see the fruits of that labor in the upcoming weeks. But she was on Fox. She was on with Bret Baier. And it was on early. It was on early. And Bret asked her about, and it's funny because we've said this before. I don't know if anybody listened or believes, but Fox News is not the conservative beast that everybody thinks they are, or I shouldn't say everybody. They are losing viewers. They are down in ratings. So obviously people feel the same way I feel. They are not this conservative fire-breathing monster. They're not. They are absolutely not. In some ways, they are no different than MSNBC or CNN. Sean Hannity is really the only person on that show that is a quote-unquote fire breather. I would say Sean Hannity is the only one. Greta Van Susteren, she's not a fire breather. Bill O'Reilly, you could say he's a fire breather, but he's not. When a guest from the right is making claims, O'Reilly will reel them back in. He will correct them, or he will kind of tamping down the rhetoric from that person. So this interview, this town hall, I guess you could call it a town hall, it looked like they were in a basement somewhere. I mean, wow. You want to talk about just, in Bernie Sanders' words, ghetto. If you want to talk about ghetto, wow. It was just black. I mean, it was just nothing but a black room. Just really harsh lighting. American flag just hanging. I mean, it was just very, very, very ghetto. That's the appropriate word. Very ghetto. And you know, the questions were agreed to before. You know, this was not a... First off, Hillary Clinton doesn't do anything. She absolutely does not do anything that is off script. You ever notice when they do these debates, Hillary Clinton is not part of the spin room? You know, when you're watching Fox or CNN and they have the Republican debates and it gets over and you watch each candidate going from reporter to reporter to network. So if CNN has a debate, they have MSNBC there. They have Fox there. They have different news outlets. After the Dems have their debate, Hillary Clinton doesn't work the spin room. She has surrogates, but she doesn't do it. Bernie does it. Bernie does it for the most part. But you don't see Hillary being asked questions from various reporters. You don't see microphones being stuck in the face, people screaming out questions. It just doesn't happen. Everything Hillary does is very controlled. So there was no way she agreed to do this Fox News, town hall, whatever the hell you want to call it, without knowing what was going to be asked. 100%. 100%. 100%. This was set up from the beginning. Remember, Murdoch, the Fox family, the network, they've given money to the Clinton Foundation. You know, when you hear people go, Donald Trump is giving money to the Clinton Foundation, Donald Trump is giving money to the Clintons, so is Murdoch, News Corp, They've given tons of money to the Clintons. Tons of money. I mean, how conservative do you think Rupert Murdoch is? Seriously. He's married to Jerry. He just got married to Jerry Hall, who was married to Mick Jagger for years. I mean, how conservative is he? Come on. They worked out before time what Brett Baer was going to ask. There was nothing difficult. Brett Baer asked her about the emails. That was the biggest question. That was the biggest question. And it was obviously set up in a way where he could ask very specific questions that she could be very specific when answering. So there was no room to have any questions for the people that were in the audience. I mean, it was obvious. It was obvious. She said she did not email any classified material, anyone, on my email server / private email. Plain and simple. Said it wasn't the best choice to use a personal email. It was a mistake. However, I am not alone in that. Many people in the government, past and current, have on occasion or as a practice done the same. Nothing I sent was marked classified or that I received was marked classified. And specifically, with respect to your question, every government official that this is a legal theory, not just a theory. It's a legal rule. Gets to choose what is personal and what is official. What we turned over were more than 30,000 emails that I assumed were already in the government system, Brett, because they were sent to state.gov addresses. And then Brett said, yes, but there were some that were just recently discovered and turned over. And Hillary said, no, that was in the State Department, not in me. I've turned over everything. Baer then went on to say, the State Department has redacted and declared 2,101 of your work emails classified, at least at the confidential level, 44 classified as secret, 22 classified as top secret. He then read a statement from Hillary back in March, where she said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There was no classified material before asking. So, can we definitively say that statement is not accurate? And Hillary said, no, you can't. You can't. You absolutely can't. Here's what happened. The State Department has a process for determining what is or isn't classified. If they determine it is, they mark it as classified. I mean, basically, Brett Baer asked her the same stuff that other people have asked her on MSNBC, on CNN. She gave the same response that she's given over and over and over. Same stuff over and over and over. this was coordinated, that this was planned. I told you before, the New York Times is in the bag for Clinton. They're in the bag for the Democrats. They got the email story rolling months and months and months and months and months and months and months ago. Why? Because if the story broke today, it would be a problem. If the story broke today, Clinton probably would not be the nominee. Imagine if this story broke now. Or if the story broke 3 weeks ago. Imagine if the story broke 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. Imagine New York Times comes out with the email story 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. It'd be done. We're still talking about the emails today. And think about how long ago the story broke. And remember, when that story broke, it was a media firestorm. Her numbers started to go down then. Her numbers started to go south then. Imagine if this happened now. It was planned. They probably even called Hillary up and said, hey, here's what's going to go down. We got tipped on this. And if we got tipped on this, and we don't run with this, other people will run with it. Other people will go with it. And if that happens, we can't control the outcome. So here's what we should do. We'll start putting the story out now. We'll get the ball rolling. And by the time the primaries roll around, this story will fizzle out. And she went, okay. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot more conversations, but in a nutshell, okay. If this story broke a few weeks ago, it would be done. Be over. So Brett Baer continued. Well, what about you? When you're typing an email, Hillary responded, no, the State Department decides what is, and let me go a step further. I will reiterate, because it's a fact, nothing I sent or received was marked classified. Now, what happens when you ask or when you are asked to make information public is that it's reviewed and different agencies come in with their opinions. As you know, just recently, Colin Powell's emails were retroactively classified from more than 10 years ago. As he said, that was an absurdity, and I could not agree more. You see, as far as I'm concerned, the whole email scandal, as everybody wants to call it, is not the scandal. This classified information, that's the thing with my Republicans. They get hung up on things in an attack that are not relevant, that aren't the meat and potatoes of the attack. Seriously. Their whole attack was she sent classified information. She sent classified information. She got emails, sent those emails, which were classified, to random people. You don't know who she sent them to. Petraeus did that. They should have always focused on the private server. Because if you got Colin Powell and other people, and it's true, if you have Colin Powell getting his emails stamped classified from 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and Hillary Clinton can use that as an example of her not doing anything wrong, the whole argument about this private email falls apart. But the private server and hiding things and being untrustworthy, that is strong. And that should have been the main focus. People could have related to that. But when you throw that in with classified information, declassified information, General Petraeus, everything starts to get muddy. Instead of just keeping it on what the general public already feels about Clinton and Clintons, which is a trust problem. And instead of keeping it on the trust, they muddied it up. So Hillary Clinton could say, hey, Colin Powell did it. Colin Powell did it. He has emails that he sent and he received and so forth and so on that were not classified. But over time, those emails, once Justice, once CIA, whoever, whoever, once they look in and go, oh, well, yeah, this wasn't this we got to do, done. Instead of focusing on a private server, because if you're putting a private server in your home, and that, that's what you are doing to send and receive government emails, that means you're up to some shady stuff. That means you do things that you don't want anybody to see. Goes to the trust issue. It's very muddied with the classified, declassified. And when she goes on Fox, she's with Brett Baer. It's the first time she's been on Fox in something like 2 years. And the questions are scripted. And Brett Baer is able to ask her specific questions so she could give a specific answer. And she can invoke Colin Powell, declassified, classified, retroactive. People go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Of course. And you move away from a private server. You move away from a private server. You work for the government. Why would you have a private server installed? You work for the government. I mean, imagine, you're the Secretary of State. You're the Secretary of State. You are surrounded by government agencies. You have secure lines. You have secure fax. I mean, everything that you have at your disposal. I mean, for heaven's sake, at a State of the Union address, people are put in bunkers just in case there's an attack. And there's still pieces of the government to go on. And yet, all the security that we have, all this security is not enough. All the security is not enough. She has to set up a private server. She has to set up a private server. Because the servers in the White House, the system that the president uses, is not good enough. That should have been the attack. That should have been what we, the Republican Party, went after. But we muddied it up. Muddied it up. Plain and simple. And then Brett Baer continues, your contention now is that 2,101 emails contain information that shouldn't be classified any time. It shouldn't be now or then. You're just saying it's not. It wasn't. It should have been classified. And then Hillary continued, well, what I'm saying is it wasn't at the time. Now, if you, let's take Mary Smith, who has some information in the government, and she is FOIA'd, Freedom of Information Act, gives us your information, your memos, your emails, whatever it might have been. Then it goes through a process. So even though that agency she works in has said none of this classified, others start to have a chance to weigh in. So others might say, you know what? This wasn't at the time, but now, with circumstances, we don't want to release it. So therefore, we have to classify it. Once again, I've asked and I've echoed Colin Powell in this. Release it, and once American people see it, they will know how absurd this is. So Colin Powell and I are exactly on the same page. And then a mic drop. Brett Baer gave her the steps. And she just... boom. Just boom. Hit them out of the park. Seriously. That was batting practice. That was batting practice. That was batting practice. Anybody who is watching Fox News, anybody that isn't a just a diehard, I despise Hillary Clinton, regardless. I look at her and I hate her. I see her face and I despise her. If you're not one of those people, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are like that, but if you're not one of those people, you watched that town hall with Bret Baier, you watched that exchange with Bret Baier, and you came away with going, oh, I get it. She didn't do anything wrong. Then Colin Powell did something wrong. And I know Colin Powell didn't do anything wrong. So she must not have done anything wrong. I feel really good right now. Okay. There you go. There you go. Bret Baier was giving her bad practice. She was just hitting home runs. Bing, bang, boom. Why? Because my party, the leadership, they have no idea. They have no idea what they're doing when it comes to issues like this. It's about the private server. It's about honesty. It's not about classified information. It's not about General Petraeus. It's about a private server. And it's about trustworthiness. That's what it's about. But just like everything, that the party does, it gets muddy. They try to do something, it's muddy, it gets bogged down, and then they have to abandon it, or they just keep rolling with it, and it gets more muddied and more dirty and more filthy, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And I don't want to go too off subject here, but example. Look at the attack ads. Look at the attack ads that are being spent. They're being created, being spent to go after Trump. Look at the attack ads. Look at the effort. Look at Mitt Romney. Look at these guys and the full court press on one of their own. And the viciousness. Kasich hasn't done it in a while, and it only lasted for about a week. But the ads that Kasich ran that compared Trump to Hitler, their dictators, was just vicious. Now remember, 4 years ago, the campaign that was waged against Barack Hussein Obama, compare the campaign that was waged against Obama versus the campaign waged, I don't think I have to say anymore, and then just think what would have happened if they had the same intensity, the same fire, the same outrage over Obama as president as they do as Trump being the nominee. The same thing with the Hillary emails. They don't go at the truthfulness. They don't go at the server for being what it is. Instead, they muddy it up with this classified, this unclassified. jumpsuit. All these things that, A, isn't going to work. B, is never going to happen. Instead of going at the trustworthy, and the Clintons have a hard time with trustworthy. They have a hard time with that word. When the voter gets to ask, who do you associate trustworthy? Do you look at Clintons? Do you, they fail every time.